motion carries. Glass Guru Proposal, Collector Number 20-082. I have a letter dated July 30th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the proposal as to form. These are for three glass virus shield protect doors for the collector's office.
I'm assuming you talked to local businesses within Taney County as well?
I had it one time. I had it one time, but they weren't going to meet the needs that I needed. I have a narrow counter. The clerk's office had what I felt I needed. Talked with maintenance. They can modify it to where it'll work.
I guess here's my next question. Do you not normally have the, do elected officials not normally have the ability to?
I thought I did, but I found out I did not. I was asked to go this route, so I went this route. I thought it was anything under 1500.
I think
that I was told that all of these needed large amounts.
Because it's going to be.
I wasn't clear on the why, just that this was what I needed to do.
Okay, I
might be wrong, but I think that this is going to qualify under the CARES Act.
It will qualify, but we can handle that administratively, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the other thing is they want to be sure that that we don't get over the limit because there's others that's going to be purchasing, and so to go through the purchasing agent, they want to be sure that they don't combine and go over the limit within the 90 days period, so they need to.
Is everybody going to be going through the Glass Guru, do you know? Don't know.
I was told there was another department already that was.
Move to allow collector's office to purchase virus shield guards. From the Glass Guru of Springfield, as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye. If you haven't.
Not yet.
Did you say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for voter registration, printing and mailing services, number 20-078.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for voter registration, printing and mailing services by and between Edward J. Rice Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for HVAC services, judicial center, and jail facility.
Good one.
EPM and CTC software, number 20-077.
Yes, sir.
Anything?
No, it's just a standard renewal.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for HVAC services by and between Taney County and Temperature Control Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Missouri State Agency for Surplus Property Donee Authorization Eligibility Number 20-080 CM. have a letter dated July 30th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the documents as to form.
And I think he explains conditions in it, so anyone purchasing from there that they meet, be sure and make themselves aware that anything we purchase, that we meet those conditions.
This is for what year? This is for 2021, you said? I guess if there's any changes on the ability of who can... If there's any changes on the names of the authorization, those can be amended, right?
Is that a separate form that they fill out?
Yeah, what we're doing is we're...
We're just approving the agreement, right?
The authority...
There's a whole list of folks in here that...
Like I said, I'm fine. We can just, if there's any changes that can be made at the beginning of the year, and we can just make an amendment at that time.
East Barn that had Tom Trot, doesn't he, I don't see his name on here, don't you usually often send Trotter up to pick up stuff on the...
His name should be on.
You have Brian Jennings on here. Oh, yeah, he's on the back.
Is
additional billing off. Next page.
Oh, last one on the second page.
Yes, Steve Biggs and Tom.
Okay, good deal.
All right.
Move to approve the, is it Donnie or Donnie? It is
Donnie.
Move to approve the Donnie Authority, Terms and Conditions of Distribution Document, Non-Discrimination Assurance, Application for Eligibility, and Certifications and Agreements Forms. By and between Taney County and the Missouri State Agency for Surplus Property, Donnie Authorization Eligibility.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Personal Protective Equipment, number 20-081.
Sheila, this is kind of something you've been taking care of, isn't it?
Working with them. It comes through the CARES Act, too. And Travis has checked the agreement. We had to enter into an agreement so that we could go on with the contract.
I have a letter dated July 31st, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has reviewed the above agreement and approved the agreement as formed.
That's the agreement that the fire department was part of, and we needed to have our name on it because we're going to be the one that's purchasing it. So,
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about what it was exactly.
This is protective, personal protective gear for all of our firefighters in Taney County. Will be a two-piece suit that when they go out, the firefighters encounter. A lot of emergencies, person going to the homes and stuff too, so that each firefighter will be protected. Those that are on the front line, and it has the same type of protection that the emergency room, the hospital employees wear, and so forth. And it will qualify under the CARES Act and purchase it for all the firefighters.
Move to approve the agreement for personal protective equipment by and between Sentinel Emergency Solutions and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Discussion of the recycling center. I've received some communication through email from Ms. Redford, along with several other citizens. Some emails, along with numerous emails and comments.
I think, Devin, how long ago, and Scott, how long ago did I ask you guys to start kind of looking at this? Probably 2-3 months ago? And I know Sheila's also, but you've been working on something. I think it's kind of unbeknownst to both of us that we were both looking towards something with recycling, and then with the city of Branson doing what they feel like they're needing to do, and then with COVID closing it down, which then we had to shut down. Correct me if I'm wrong, we had to shut down the Kizzy Mills because we took all that.
March 19th.
Okay.
And we shut it, correct me if I'm mistaken, we shut it down because we had, because the city of Branson had shut theirs down. No place to go with it. Okay.
So then we started having people throughout the community, I know, reach out to me, and I know people reached out to Sheila as well. So anyways, that's kind of where we got today. I met with Mr. White and Ms. Redford 3 weeks ago. I know Ms. Mona's asked us previous years for assistance, and I think that's 3-4 years ago, maybe. So anyways, I think we are probably now in a position, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I think we're probably now in a position to where we may be able to assist or look at different options for recycling throughout Taney County. Is that a fair statement?
Well, our citizens have shown that they are very much in favor of recycling. From the phone calls and the emails and the list, and to protect our environment. And we've traveled to other counties to visit theirs to see, and we've gotten budgets from Monette and Christian and the breakdown of just trying to go into it with their eyes as open as we can, and to try to, for my goal, is to do the best that we can, and taking from those counties of saying that how they would improve if they were starting, you know, from scratch. My understanding is that the city doesn't want to continue it.
That's correct. Our budget this year was $265,000. That's what our budget was this year, and that was one of the first things we cut when we went to our COVID budget, so to speak, because our tax dollars were down so far. So what we would like to do is take our equipment we've got, if you all want to take the equipment and utilize it at the transfer station location or wherever you all choose, if you would. That's kind of our proposal right now.
You're not going to go ahead and serve your citizens in the city? I didn't.
No, it will be closed there at the city.
The city will not have a...
So it'll just be the one at the transfer station, if that's where you are. I'll talk to Devin a little bit.
If something were to happen, it would be one... Okay, I think you guys are saying two different... I think what... Mr. Francis, correct? I'm terrible with names, I'm sorry. I think what Mr. Francis is saying is if we were to have one at the county facility, wherever it may be, the city would not have one.
Okay. Because what I would have been...